Yeah, so, like...
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Yeah.
With my life, I'm, you know, just chilling, just hanging out, and just, like, living, just, like... trying to hashtag live my best life, you know?
These literally sound like conversations in a Lululemon.
Are we not in a Lululemon right now?
Yeah, that's exactly where it is. I can edit the background noise to make it sound like we're in a Lululemon. Although I don't know what that would sound like. Would it just be like Kobe Calais playing?
Yes.
And then like people being like, what's that? Or someone just shouting in the back, I'm in Lululemon!
Sure do love these yoga pants.
We should start doing that. We should just make audio for being in specific stores, but really we're just shouting in the back, I'm in this store!
Hot Topic.
Yeah. Although that would be more like screaming. And it would sound like you're being dragged into hell.
Yeah.
Honestly, they should make that, like, you know, like, how sometimes when you walk into convenience stores and they do, like, the ding? That's what they should do for, Hot Topic, but it's like every time you walk in, it sounds like your soul's being dragged off to hell.
Yeah, it's just like, ah!
Very spooky. I love it. Honestly, they would get a lot more people coming in during Halloween, I feel.
I love it. Well, they already do.
True. They're like, let's go to the spookiest place in the mall. Hot Topic.
The spookiest place in the mall is definitely Abercrombie, but yeah.
But that's only because it's, like, a ghost town. It's, like, no one works there, yet there's... Or, no one goes there. People work there, yet they're still in business. So you're just like, how?
It's so dark in there, though.
Oh, yeah, you're... I was thinking of Aeropostale.
You're thinking of Aeropostale? Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm talking about Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, that one, no, that one's more like it's just straight up haunted.
Yeah, it's spooky. You go in there, it's really dark.
They weirdly did try and make that look exactly like a haunted house.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Speaking of which, Halloween's coming up. I'm so excited.
It is. It is. I think I've shared what I am being / have been.
Have been in the past.
Last night.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I'm like, you made that sound very weird and ominous.
No, we had, like, a pre-Halloween party, but I was Raven.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you share yours?
Oh, I have to talk about it. Well, I have two different costumes. I literally have, like, a My Hero Academia UA training uniform, which is, like, it's basically just, like, a big old jumpsuit, and it fits fine, but it's, like, awkward to get the shoulders in because they literally just made the zipper a little too high. It needed to be, like, go a little lower.
And I would love to see that.
I will have to show you one day. One day when I'm just doing full-on cosplay. So instead...
One day.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was like, this isn't going to work for Halloween because I'm like, if I'm drinking, I know I'm going to have to pee. So I'm wearing my other costume where I'm going as like a 70s serial killer because I have like this really cool cut-up wig. And I also have like a bunch of like... I have this vintage shirt and vest combo that I haven't been able to wear.
Nice.
So I was just like, well, pair those with some glasses and I look like a fucking serial killer.
Yep. I love it.
Or rejected Brady. One of the two.
Rejected. Or both.
The rejected Brady turned serial killer. Honestly, I would watch that movie.
Yeah.
Or TV show. Whatever.
New show.
But anyway. Yeah. Oh. Let's pitch it. Yeah. Let's pitch it. Let's do it. Oh, but no, I wanted to tell you about this phone call I got. It's so random.
Okay. Hi, I'm looking to speak to the creators of this 2 a.m. We just noticed that you've been on our channel and wanted to give you a shout-out and let you know that we want you to cease all of your functions.
It's so random, right? I'm like, who the hell is it?
They want us to cease our actions. Is that what they said?
Yeah, it said, like, cease all of your functions. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
All of our functions.
All of them.
All of them? Well, that's very serious.
Every single one.
Serious voicemail.
I know. So I don't know what to do with that pop.
Why would they want us to stop?
I don't know. Who would ever want to stop? It's 2 a.m. We're having such a great time.
We're iconic, and we're having a great time.
I'm hilarious, and everyone knows it.
The thesis statement.
Yeah, welcome to our TED Talk of You're Never Gonna Stop Us.
No.
Yeah.
You think Harriet that's
my ringtone.
Is that your phone? That's your phone ringing?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the boss. All right, here, I'm gonna answer it.
Oh, our boss?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here, I'll put him on speaker.
Okay.
Hey, it's your boss.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's up? What's cracking, dude?
I just wanted to come by and let you guys know that,
He knows he's not physically here.
I think we've run our course with, this program. It's 2 a.m. I think we should, you know, call it quits.
Oh, okay. So...
What?
He thinks we should call it quits.
What?
Why?
Yeah. You guys can, maybe, wrap up this season, I'll give you, maybe 2 more episodes, then we'll just call it quits.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What?
Make sure you get all your stuff out of here. We need this room for, hell purposes.
Okay.
We let you guys use the storage closet, but,
okay.
We kind of need it for, actual storage purposes.
Okay.
We've got, heads and stuff that we need to stockpile.
All right.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, still can't pull.
Oh, okay. I guess that was him. He's leaving. All right.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Did he just cancel us?
I guess. I guess that means we're canceled, but he said we have, 2 episodes left, so... I don't know what to do with that information.
That is so rude.
Yeah.
That's so rude to just call and cancel us like that?
Talk about showing up out of the blue uninvited. Someone's definitely been listening to Adele.
I love how he said, I just wanted to come by as though he was here physically.
I mean, he likes... he's told me once before he astral projects into the phone to make phone calls. So for him, he's physically there because he can see us, but we can't see him. It's like it's like someone talking through your phone.
Yeah.
It's like getting a phone call, but he's possessed your phone.
Oh, right, because he's Satan.
Well, something adjacent. He's...
Our boss.
Yeah. He's not pleasant, but, I mean, he does not pay us, but also lets us do this.
He looks like Satan.
I agree.
Yeah.
The only difference is he's yellow.
Yeah. I've just always thought that he was.
Did you think he just had jaundice or something?
Yeah. I thought he was going through something. I didn't feel like asking. I didn't feel like we got there on a personal level.
Yeah, it would be awkward to, talk about, per se.
Probably. So I guess that's it on It's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Except for these last 2 episodes, apparently.
Yeah, so I guess we're gonna do those. I guess we should just take a little week. We should take the gay high holy day off of Halloween and regroup, revitalize our spirits.
Yep.
Take out our healing crystals and really go to town.
Do some tarot readings, yeah.
Yeah, figure out our true fate. And I guess we'll, just come back and do these last 2 episodes.
Well, that's such a shame. I feel like we have so many fans.
I know, we have so much to actually do. It's so...
We have so much to talk about. We have so many people depending on us.
It's true.
Every Sunday, millions of listeners just...
Millions, billions even.
Yeah, look forward to this, and this is crazy. This is crazy.
Well, I feel like we're just talking in circles at ourselves. We're in shock. That's all it is. We're just talking out of shock.
Yeah, so I guess we'll regroup after this week.
Yeah, but keep listening, listeners. We have some other stuff coming out, there's some more at 3 a.m., because I'm really gonna need a lot of happy to get over this sad.
So, wait, he likes it's 3 a.m.? He wants you to do it's 3 a.m., but not it's 2 a.m.?
I just know I did another episode of it's 3 a.m., so I'm gonna...
Because I was gonna say, then it's personal. Then it's me he's got the problem with. And I'm gonna have to,
address that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's just canceling it all, but we do have another episode of It's 3 a.m. coming out this week. That's already in the can.
All right, well, stay tuned, listeners. You know, we're still here for now.
Yeah. Whatever. Come back, listeners. We'll miss you.
Will we?
Yes. Yeah.